Yes, he's live from South Korea. ABC News correspondent Alex Stone is here. Alex, a good day and night for the ladies at the Olympics.
Yeah, very much so, and some of the guys as well. But wow, what a hockey game overnight.
Jeez.
It was as much of a nail-biter as you can get. Two equally matched teams. They go into overtime. Then a six-round shootout. Jocelyn Lamoureux making the final shot and the puck going right around the Canadian goalie, almost like she had it on a remote control, and it just kind of went whoop right around and into the net. And then the Canadians couldn't respond, and it was over at that point. On the anniversary, the 38th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice happening in 1980, final score 3-2.
Yeah.
Some of the players crying after their win, holding up American flags, holding up a sign that read, "Thank you, Pyeongchang." And think about this. The American goalie, Mattie Rooney, she is 20 years old. She was an infant. She was only a couple of months old the last time the American women won gold in 1998.
Isn't that something?
Listen, the Olympics are a success because we beat the Canadians. That's what I'm going to say. Listen, that was not even half the drama last night. You had the half-pipe guy from Reno waiting for his final run to win gold. Also, you had the famous gal, on her final on her final run, who could win it all. I mean, it was a high-drama night last night.
It really was. This is what NBC had been wanting every night, and they would have done much better had they had this every night. This is what we are used to at the Olympics. This is my fourth Olympics covering it, and this is what we normally see day after day. But every day except today, it has been, you know, you have a bronze one day, and 3 days later you have a silver, and that's why there hasn't been a ton of interest. But all of a sudden we're in it now. Unfortunately, though, it's the end of this thing. We've only got a couple of days left, but you're right. So Lindsey Vonn, final run, not going out the way she planned. She came up short. She ended up missing a gate in the slalom portion, and she had to bow out. She will leave these Olympics with a bronze in downhill, with a record, 33 years old, the oldest woman ever to win an Olympic gold medal in the alpine events. Michaela Schifrin did get the silver in it. That will go along with her gold in the giant slalom. You were talking about the men's ski halfpipe. David Wise defending his Olympic title, winning the gold. Alex Ferreira won the silver in that. Jamie Anderson winning the silver in big air snowboard. And breaking news in the curling world. You don't hear that
Larry,
very often.
Pay attention.
We have breaking news in curling. Yeah, and this is another U.S.-Canada story. For the first time ever, the U.S. men, as of about 2 hours ago, will be playing for the gold medal in curling after beating Canada's three-time defending gold medalists in the semifinal match, 5-3. It is the first time Canada has not been in the running for a gold. And the first time the U.S. has been in there, the U.S. men are assured at least a silver now. In the gold medal match, you either get gold or you get silver. But pretty amazing. We don't normally say that the U.S. has a good chance in curling. We have a really good chance in curling of getting the gold.
Well, that's very exciting. And Larry's whole family is jumping up and down right now because they're big fans of the curling.
No, we just don't like Canada.
There you go.
Alex, do we make of
There you go. This works. You've got the hockey situation and now curling.
Both yeah.
Boo, Canada. What do we make of Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir being tabbed to host the final ceremonies tomorrow?
Oh, you know, I honestly don't know because we can't see NBC here. NBC is nothing we have access to. We can't even stream it here because of geofencing. So that because there's another broadcaster, the South Korean Broadcasting Company, here that we see. So I've heard that they're interesting to watch, unfortunately, I have not seen anything they have done because we can't see them here.
And closing ceremonies, Alex, within eyeshot, I guess we could say, coming up over the weekend. And Ivanka Trump will be there. We know that.
Yeah, she will be. It is Friday here now, Friday at 12:23 in the morning. And we are now 2 days away from the opening or the closing ceremony. Ivanka Trump will be coming. The North Koreans have notified the South. They will be sending an 8-person delegation of political leaders from North Korea, one of them being the Minister of Reunification. So it would seem they want to continue talking about making nice with South Korea. They are going to be here for 3 days, and they're not arriving until Sunday, and the games are over on Sunday night. So we don't know what they're going to be doing on Monday and Tuesday. They're entering over the DMZ. They are not coming by air like Kim Jong-un's sister did when she came. They will be driving in over a checkpoint. It's unknown if there is going to be a secret meeting with Ivanka Trump. Remember, There was one in the works for Vice President Pence when he was here for the opening ceremony, but North Korea canceled it. There may very well be something in the works with Ivanka Trump, but we don't know and may not know until well after she's gone.
Well, it's going to be a busy last 48 hours or so for you, Alex. Thanks so much for being here. Can't wait to check in with you tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, that is Alex Stone from ABC News, live from South Korea on the Olympics this morning.